There's a British saying, and Bob's your uncle, and according to the British scientific journal Nature, he probably is, or at least he's something like your umpteenth cousin. And so are Francois, Helmut, Hiroshi, Jomo, and Nanook. According to an article in Nature, we all have a common ancestor, not in the deep primeval mists of prehistory, but someone who lived around 2,300 years ago. It sounds like a long time, but in fact, that was when Aristotle was teaching Alexander the Great what he had learned from Plato. Science writer Steve Olson is an author of this article, along with Professor of Statistics Joseph Chang and cognitive scientist Douglas Rohde. Steve Olson, if I get this right, you and I and all of the Yanomami Indians all have a common ancestor who lived that recently. True?
We do. The models that we have built suggest that that is the case, and that this common ancestor lived not in the very distant past, which most people had thought, but just a few thousand years ago.
Are you saying that we are all descended directly by parentage from the same person? Or are we all related by marriage and they are aunts and uncles, great aunts and uncles, great, 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 great aunts and uncles?
No, we're all directly related from that individual. In other words, that individual is on the family trees of everyone living on the planet today.
Just quite a lady or quite a guy, whoever it was.
Could be either male or female.
Where might this person most likely have lived, do you think?
It's difficult to say. According to our models, it could very well have been in somewhere in Southeast Asia. And that's sort of a fluke of geography. You need someone to be centrally located so that that person's descendants can then migrate into all the rest of all the other parts of the world.
But if, in fact, people had been migrating from Asia or from Siberia across the Bering Strait and down the Western Hemisphere for thousands of years before that, how could the folks down at the Tierra del Fuego, say, be related to all the Celts in the British Isles?
Well, it takes just a little bit of migration to link these networks of ancestry together. As long as you have one person in a village marrying a person from an adjoining village, that ties together villages, and you establish these huge chains of ancestry, and it occurs fairly quickly, so that you pretty quickly tie together all the world into one sort of big web of ancestry.
What are the most problematic populations of trying to figure out? I mean, for example, was there extensive migration from the Asian mainland to Australia over the past two millennia?
We thought about that, and I've spent a lot of the past 4 or 5 years trying to look for counterexamples that wouldn't fit into this model. Mm-hmm. We did manage to find one, although it was pretty difficult, and that is the Tasmanians. The Tasmanians may have been completely isolated from Australia starting about 8,000 or 9,000 years ago. So they are a counterexample to this model. However, it's the case today that in some ways they sort of confirm the model, in that anyone alive today who has Tasmanian ancestors also has ancestors from elsewhere in the world. So they, too, would share the common ancestor that everyone else in the world shares.
This was an exercise that your co-authors conducted in part through mathematical models of migration and intermarriage.
It was. I was working on a book called Mapping Human History, Genes, Race, and Our Common Origin. And I read an article in a statistics journal by a professor at Yale named Joe Chang. And he had done a mathematical analysis of ancestry in a particular kind of population where everyone is equally likely to marry anyone else in that population. But, of course, the real world doesn't work that way. You're more likely to marry people who live nearby, speak your language, or in your social class. So I called Joe up, and I said, Joe, how could we extend this model to make it a more realistic depiction of the way that the population actually behaves?
So we are, by what degree related, do you figure?
I think everyone is much more related than they think they are.
Well, Steve Olson, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Sure.
Science writer Steve Olson, along with Professor Joseph Chang and Douglas Rohde, is an author of the article Modeling the Recent Common Ancestry of All Living Humans in the British journal Nature.